Now, I'm joined here by Longford Town manager Darragh Doyle following a 3-2 loss to Cove Ramblers in our second pre-season of 2021. Darragh, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Listen, I'm disappointed to lose the game. As I say, it's our second pre-season game and we were on the wrong end of it the other day, and we're on the wrong end of it again tonight by a goal, which is disappointing because it's not what we want in pre-season. We want to win games. The important thing in these early pre-season games, of course, is minutes for lads on the pitch, and you'll see again tonight that we had a different team out in each half. And listen, the lads have been working hard for 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever it's been so far, so you have to give the element of giving lads a chance to play in each game, to put their best selves forward, to give themselves the best opportunity to get into your starting 11 come the really important date, which is the 20th of March for the game against Derry. We've now had that chance to look at players over two games and see who's put themselves forward to be in the best position for the coming games, to see what's really going to happen and possibly going to be starting lineups come for the Derry game. So they're the games that are ahead of us now with 3 weeks to go from the weekend. So happy that lads have got minutes in. Disappointed that we picked up one or two knocks there tonight. You see Rob Manley had a little knock, so we'll get that assessed and see what that is. So it was disappointing that he had to come off early. One or two other little things, but nice to see Aaron Dobbs come back and get two goals tonight. I think he had a stonewall penalty there at the start of the second half. I don't know why it wasn't given, but there was positive, I thought, in the first half that there was a real intensity to our play at times, and I thought the midfield three of Aaron Bulger, Robinson and A were they were really at it at times, and they play at an intensity and with a quality that's it's tough to play against for any opposition midfield. There was other good aspects with Callum Thompson causing all sorts of problems down the right wing. I thought the back four in the first half had good bits of play. We've got done, and disappointed with the first goal we got done with. I think we can do better with the save. They get obviously that when we went down to 10 men, and then the second one goes in again when we have 10 men on the pitch through a deflection. Mm. Now, disappointing, and you'll see the goal in the second half again, it's probably from a mistake. Mm. So there's areas we need to improve on. We know what them areas are, and we'll be working hard to make sure that, listen, we'll get into this game on Sunday against Cabin Sealy in a positive frame and wanting to pick up a result, because they are important, and it's important for the mindset of people that going forward we know that we've got victories under our belts.
Just looking at tonight and even incorporating last week against UCD, a name that stuck out for a lot of people watching the stream and indeed for us here tonight was Aaron Robinson, as you said yourself. He seems to be just a cut above everybody at the moment in pre-season. He was dominating the ball in midfield in the first half. He just looks outstanding, and it looks like a great pick for yourself from the Leinster Senior League.
Yeah, listen, he's a strong player. I've known him for a number of years. He was actually a 17-year-old coming through the ranks of Shelburne when I was in the side there, and I actually played a pre-season game with him. I think probably maybe 2015 in the summer. I think he played against Hearts or someone, and he was someone that actually even stood out as a young player for the attributes he had, and didn't kick on or whatever over the following years, but he was someone I've been keeping an eye on over the last couple of seasons, and how he's progressed at Bluebell to captain in the team and being player of the year at the club. And I knew he had the attributes to come in and give himself a chance to play at this level. He's come in, and listen, he's grabbing it. He really is. He's a player that's doing his very best to make my life difficult come start of the season. He wants his name on the team sheet, and he's that type of player. You see, he's physically strong, he's composed, and he's also a good passer of the ball. So a lot of attributes that stand out from that, which are reasons we brought him to the club, and we're looking at him being a really good signing for us and player for us this season.
Just talking about players now, we're happy to announce that Mick Kelly has signed back with the club. You know, that's a great tour keeper now we've had with the three lads there, so Lee, Luke and Mick. There's great competition for the goalkeepers this season.
No, listen, there really is. I think everyone will know Mick from his time with us previously, and he was a standout keeper for ourselves. And if you look at last season with Cabin Sealy, until he picked up his injury, they were flying, and he was one of the top keepers in the league last year. So to bring Mick in and compete with our keepers Lee and Luke, listen, there's competition there, and with competition it strives people to push further, and that's what we want at the club. We want people to compete in positions all over the pitch, and that's an area where now there's plenty of competition, and the best keeper will obviously be number one come the start of the season. They'll all get a chance over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see where we are then, but delighted to bring him on board.
Speaking of competition for places, I believe you can reveal a new signing confirmed tonight for the club.
Yeah, we're delighted. We've been able to bring Aaron O'Driscoll in on loan from Mansfield. He's an Irish lad. He's spent a number of years in England. He was 2 years at Man City, followed by 4 year spell at Southampton, where he captained the under-23 sides. Didn't quite break in at that level, but earned a move to Mansfield last summer. So he's played a number of games there this year, but hasn't been a regular. So he was someone that, when we heard there was a possibility of getting something done, we really wanted to try and get something done. We've managed to get it done here at the last hours, as they say, and we're delighted to bring him to the club, and he again will really push the competition for players in the centre-backs position. So we're really happy to bring him to the club, and we're hoping to get him into the country tomorrow, and he can get a bit of training done individually before he can come in with the group after his isolation period from coming back from the UK. But delighted to get that deal done as well, and thankful that the board and have backed us to get it done, which is also great.
That was brilliant.
Yeah,
come on, cheers.
Appreciate it. Go on, I'll catch up.
Yes, yeah.